how very appropriate the readings of today in regards to myself and to you, in particular, the epistle from Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians. Of course, there are some who get upset and worry and wonder what's going to happen next when they see me with all my difficulties, which I accept gladly from God. And of course, there is a reason for them, which we shall find out eventually. But he says here, "Brethren, I pray you not to faint at my tribulations for you." And that's what they are. They're for you, which are your glory. And of course, he continues giving praise to God. He bends his knees before God, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, we have the beautiful gospel that is extremely important to each and every one of us. Sometimes, one of the greatest temptations of being a Catholic, and in particular a traditional Catholic, is the horrible vice of pride. Pride. Pride goeth before the fall. And, of course, the Pharisees were full of pride. And they were always testing and seeing what it is that Jesus would do wrong. And of course, this happens even today. What is he going to do wrong? What is he going to do? Oh, we know better than he does. And of course, we see the results of some of that and the attitude of some. And unfortunately, that is not the attitude that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants from you or from me. We need to have the virtue of humility. Not like the Pharisees. And the Pharisees are those who, okay, well, they do this and they do that, but that's not tradition, well, that's not right, as if they knew anything at all whatsoever, other than what they read on the internet or what perhaps they may have heard from me, but not heard correctly. And so we need to be very careful, lest we judge. And especially in this day and age, lest we judge our priests. Very important. And so here we have this situation of this banquet. And of course, this is a holy banquet, o sacrum convivium, in quo Christus sumitur, o holy banquet in when Christ is received. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, and the greatest gift that we have, when after, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the priest consecrates the species of bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, then we are called upon, if we are worthy, if we are not in the state of mortal sin, to come up and receive Holy Communion in a worthy way. In a sacred way. And so, this is something that's very important for us to be aware of. Now, the Pharisees were testing him, but they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. We see it elsewhere as well, with the woman who is not Mary Magdalene and who is not Mary of Bethany, who was a sinner. And she came and wept over the feet of Jesus. Of course, in the time of Christ, the Hebrews, they reclined at table. It says it all over the gospel. They reclined, usually on their left elbow and their feet, and they were all the way, like in a bed, and their feet were outside of the bench. And so the woman came, and while they were eating, she came and wept over the feet of Jesus. And then she took her hair as a towel. She had obviously very, very abundant, very thick and luscious hair. And she dried his feet with her hair. And then she had a box of alabaster full of spikenard, a most costly perfume, and she broke it. That's the only way you could get to the perfume, to break it. And that's the way it is in our lives. Sometimes when we need to give proper worship to God and give Him our love, and with our love, our humility, which cannot be separated, then we need to break that costly box and let the perfume roll over the feet of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we see this happening at the banquets. In this case, however, Christ speaks about a particular man who came to the banquet, and he had dropsy. And our Lord tests the Pharisees in their stead. They're always testing him and seeking to see what he does wrong according to their own opinion, which in itself is wrong. And he says to them, well, is it lawful to heal this man on the Sabbath? And they didn't say anything. They couldn't answer. They couldn't say anything. And so then he says, well, which one of you, if he has an ox or an ass, and the beast falls into the well on the Sabbath, does not go and get him out, lest he drown, lest it drown? And you lose not only the animal, but also its profit that God has given you. And they answer nothing still. And then he says, this man is in the same way. And so he calls him up, and he immediately, without anything, heals him. And so he invites him to the wedding feast. In the scripture, the wedding feast is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, of course, it's not a wedding feast as that which takes place out in the world, even among Christians. No. It is a wedding feast as that which takes place in heaven, in the heavenly liturgy, which is the wedding feast of the Lamb of God, to which we aspire, for which we learn. And so, he says, okay, you are called to the wedding feast. And sometimes some people, in their blindness and their pride, they say, oh good, I'm going to go to the best seat in the house. And they go up there, not thinking that that may be reserved for somebody else. And the Lord says, don't do that. Because if it is reserved for somebody else, then you will have the embarrassment. You will go back, the master will come and say to you, you need to step down. That's not for you. And you need to go down to the back of the hall with your face red with embarrassment. The punishment of pride is oftentimes embarrassment. He says, however, when you come in, you stay in the back and you see what happens, and then the master will come and get you and say, come up, you worthy servant. Friend, come up higher and sit here at the place of honor. And so it is that we must do too. We desire heaven. We desire to enter the heavenly feast of the wedding feast of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Of course, we cannot go up and sit on the throne that's reserved for Mary or Joseph or St. John the Baptist. No. We need to go and wait till God tells us where to sit. But of course, in heaven, it doesn't matter where we sit. If we get there, blessed are we. Happy are we. The last and the least of all the seats in heaven is better than anything you can imagine on this earth. So these mysteries are presented to us and we meditate on them, and we give thanks to God for it. And we desire, as St. Paul says, to understand according to the power that worketh in us. What power is that? The power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, that brings us to the wedding feast of the Lamb in heaven. To Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations, world without end. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.